Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. This is the time and this is the place. Give us a call here at 816-576-7710, and we will be glad to engage in conversation about this and that and the other, about spirituality, religion, faith, belief, our individual and also our shared hopes and dreams. At this end-of-the-year broadcast, we are glad to welcome you and so delighted that you've allowed us to be part of your Sunday morning. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Freese, Blue Ridge Boulevard, United Methodist Church, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Jude Hunts from the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Oh, I apologize.
All right. You didn't know, Michael. You didn't know at all.
Another Festivus miracle.
But I didn't know. Rich told me that Jude was there, but I thought maybe Jude and Barry look so much alike. at least on radio.
That's right.
I didn't know that Barry was there.
Michael.
Well, at any rate, Michael, happy, what should I say?
It's over.
It's over. Happy holidays. And this is the time, this is the place for everybody to give us a call at 576-7710. We've already gotten one call immediately.
Wow.
But let's talk about what we might talk about. Michael, what's on your agenda this morning?
Oh, I've got a bunch of possibilities. One, if anybody has access to the Wall Street Journal online or otherwise, Friday's edition, there's always an op-ed column called Houses of Worship. Mm. This is an article by Eric Metaxas. I don't know the name.
Oh, yeah, I know Eric,
He's the author of Bonhoeffer book.
He is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It says most recently of miracles, what they are, why they happen, and how they can change your life. But the really exquisite piece of this article is the headline is Science Increasingly Makes the Case for God. And it starts off with more amazing is that the relatively recent case for God's existence comes from a surprising place, science itself. And in between, there's a whole bunch of stuff, of course. Theoretical physicist Paul Davies has said that the appearance of design is overwhelming, and Oxford professor Dr. John Lennox has said, the more we get to know about the universe, the more the hypothesis that there is a creator gains in credibility as the best explanation of why we are here. The greatest miracle of all time, without any close second, the universe. It is the miracle of all miracles, one that ineluctably points with the combined brightness of every star to something or someone beyond itself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was I passed that out at Friday night services with the thought that people might find it intriguing to wonder and inquiry. On a personal level, if Madeline is listening, I haven't had a chance yet to respond, but what an exquisite, beautiful, lovely greeting for the season, and my thanks to her, and even it gives me the opportunity to wish everyone, I hope that they had a fine and joy-filled and sacred time for Christmas, and that it may be a blessed new year.
Mm.
Which leads us to,
what's
the best way to stick with a resolution? A, is anybody making them? And B, what gets in the way of our being able to fulfill them?
Very good. Interesting.
Yeah. Harper's Magazine, one of its regular features is something called Harper's Index.
Mm-hmm. Love it always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's always something here. I'll find the piece I'm looking for in a second in that one. But someone sent me this delightful little thing. If college students wrote the Bible, the Last Supper would have been eaten the next morning cold. The Ten Commandments would actually be only 5, double-spaced and written in large font.
Inch and a half margins, too.
Yeah. A new edition would be published every 2 years in order to limit reselling. Forbidden fruit would have been eaten because it wasn't cafeteria food. Paul's letter to the Romans would become Paul's email to abuse@romans.gov.
Hashtag.
Yeah, well, that's even more update. You're right. Reason Cain killed Abel. They were roommates. Reason why Moses and followers walked the desert for 40 years. They didn't want to ask directions and look like freshmen. Instead of this is the best one, though. Instead of God creating the world in 6 days and resting on the seventh, he would have put it off until the night before it was due and then pulled an all-nighter. But on a much more serious level, I'm sure, Jude, you have some thought, reflection on how bureaucracies become bureaucratic nightmares, i.e., the Pope. The headline here is, the Pope rebukes Curia. Rebukes Curia as ailing body.
Yeah, that was one of my topics. That's gotten a lot of press around the world, actually.
Well, I think you should. Yeah.
Boy, I mean, he took him to the woodshed.
He did. Yeah. The Curia, it's only about 800 years overdue. the Curia has been, many popes have tried and failed to do this, sort of a curial reform. Most recently, Pope St. John the 23rd. It's one of those things where everybody knows it's a problem and nobody wants to deal with it, kind of thing. Francis seems like he's got the intestinal fortitude to do so. He's sort of set up his own separate kitchen cabinet, and he's made new appointments, and he's trying to downsize the Curia and all these other things. So there's a real hope that it'll finally get done.
Yeah, it is fascinating because the Curia has a longer history, of course, but
yes.
there seems to be, Thorsten Veblen wrote extensively at this at the beginning of the previous century, that bureaucracy has its own internal logic,
yes.
Protection, mm-hmm. Incapacity to serve as opposed to its capacity is to try to maintain its own privilege, et cetera. It's not unique.
Yes. That's exactly right.
I hope you've got some expertise on that.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, he's trying to get at, one of the core messages that Jesus, had said, the Son of Man came to serve, not to be served. Everybody, even not bishops around the world, just ask the question, how does the Curia serve us? They're more of a stumbling block rather than... one of my favorite stories in the gospel is, blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10. And, what prevents him from seeing Jesus are Jesus' own disciples who prevent him from seeing him. No, be quiet. Don't say anything. That's kind of the way the Curia is looked upon is, the people who are always preventing people from seeing Jesus. And, it's amazing sometimes that... God is actually able to break through us sometimes and reveal himself to us.
One of the great statements by Annie Dillard was there probably is no greater indication of the mercy of God than the continuing existence of the church.
I had a Scotch Presbyterian professor in undergraduate school who was quoting someone, I don't recall who any longer, is the proof that the Catholic Church is divine is that human beings haven't been able to completely destroy it.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back with some more topics, Michael, and around the horn here mm-hmm. as well. Do give us a call at 576-7710 here at Religion on the Line.
Are you starting your day with the KCMO Morning Show and Greg Knapp?
My culture that I grew up in, you never get a C. If you get a C, you should be ashamed of yourself. And there's going to be big problems at the Knapp House if you bring home a C. So what happened? Well, I buckled down and worked hard and asked to teach for extra credit, and I got a B. Never got a C. Yeah, culture matters.
The KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp, weekdays 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now on FM at 103.7. You're tuned in to KCMO Talk Radio 710 at 103.7 FM.
Last night we put on an epic light show.
Yeah, we did.
The crowd loved us. We love the crowd.
Wait, but there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? All eight of their eyes lit up brighter than ours. And we're Firefly.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that one girl, she looked like she'd never seen glow-in-the-dark like this before, and we invented glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah, we invented it.
And we're going to be out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you.
Woohoo!
So come check us out.
Check us out.
And bring your kid all-ages show. Oh, but don't bring any of those glass jars, because they make us kind of nervous.
Yeah, and I'm super claustrophobic.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
See you later!
Yeah, see you soon!
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've heard that before. You heard it on the radio. Only the radio. Hi, I'm Mitch Holthus, telling you that if you want your customers to remember your business in a similar way, go to CumulusRadio.com to learn how. You're listening right now, and so are your customers. In fact, this Cumulus Media radio station has enough potential customers listening to fill Arrowhead Stadium many times over. Go to CumulusRadio.com today and build your business. Change your business with radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
In Roar, we say, we want you to be okay. In Roar, we say, take care, people, for goodness sake.
There's a plan for every budget, so don't accept defeat. Now you can get covered and still buy me treats.
Enroll!
So listen to me, a talking pug, you see. If you get health insurance, preventive care is now free.
So sweet.
You take care of your pets. Now it's their turn to take care of you. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn about your health insurance options. That's GetCoveredAmerica.org.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
The Diagnostic Imaging Center's Health and Well Mobile, in participation with Sunfresh Grocery, Wins Wellness Innovation in Nursing Services, and CareWorks, brings health and wellness directly to you. Free and low-cost health screens, scans, and health education information are provided daily in communities all around Kansas City.
This week, visit us at Marsh's Sunfresh Market in Kansas City, Missouri. Learn your health age. Get fit in 15 minutes. Learn your risk for diabetes and heart disease. Or visit our Healthy Breast, Healthy Body exhibit.
Visit us online at healthwellmobile.com. That's healthwellmobile.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collections and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
KCMO Talk Radio 710 and now on FM at 103.7. When you need to know, you need KCMO.
G-
good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM on your radio dial. We're glad that we could be with you this morning and glad that you're allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. Do give us a call at 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Freese, BlueRidgeChurch.org, along with
Jude Hunt, Archdiocese of Chicago, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple Ben Yehuda. That ends our show, and God
bless. Okay, I'm out of here. Have a great day.
All right. Michael, very interesting thing on Facebook this morning, and early when I was sending out a little thing about us being on the air, people were inquiring about, do Protestants have midnight mass, either holding at 11 or 12 anymore? Mm-hmm. And I sent back to my friend, I said, well, you know, we've had an 11 o'clock service for at least the last 25 years, and I don't think we're alone in the greater Kansas City area among Protestant churches. Mm-hmm. And he was wondering, other than the Catholics having so-called midnight mass, whether it begins at midnight and qualifies as a Christmas Day service, mm-hmm. or whether it begins at 11 and you emerge at midnight. Right, yeah. It's more the latter, which is the case among Protestants.
Yeah.
And I just wondered, did folks in the greater Kansas City area, did they go to 11 or do they like that? What do you think? Give us a call, 576-7710.
Over the years, my daughters have developed a pattern of going to an Episcopal service at 11 or 10 at St. Mary's downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't heard about it yet. I know mm-hmm. they went. So, mm-hmm. so that's kind of their pattern. We don't.
Mm-hmm. You had one at
seven.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve. Yeah.
You know, actually, in the Roman Catholic tradition, there's actually three distinct Christmas liturgies. One is the Midnight Mass. The other is at dawn. It's called the Shepherd's Mass. And then the Mass of the Day. You know, later on. But they're three distinct readings.
Okay.
You know, it coincide with different people coming at different times to, mm-hmm. you know, to be at the manger. So,
and in yeah. Britain, the big day is not Christmas Eve. Among Methodists, it's on Christmas Day. Christmas Day is the day that people come to church, mm-hmm. not Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and South Africa is the same way.
All right. And our Eastern Orthodox brethren haven't celebrated Christmas yet. So,
Michael, did you have other topics?
Sure.
Right.
I did find that little Harper's Index thing, and it's number of prison inmates per 1,000 people in China, 1.2, in Russia, 4.8, in the state of Louisiana, 13.4. Estimated portion of black U.S. men who are ineligible to vote because of a felony conviction, 1/8.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. That's 12.5%. That's a stirring and frightening and challenging statistic for all mm-hmm. of us. Then, fascinating how non-observant have been dealing with the annual issue of religious displays on public grounds. Mm. Instead of fighting them now, dueling displays in capitals. Secular direct holiday exhibits in Florida and Michigan, angering believers. I would suggest that the believers say, okay, can't fight us, join us, what the heck. And then this really tragic, sad case. Jude, did you see this one? Irish court okays turning off life support for pregnant women.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah. Just a tragedy all around.
Yeah.
And reminiscent in some ways of, I don't know, I'm a fan of the novelist McEwen and the Children's Act, it's about a judge who has to decide whether a Jehovah's Witness child mm-hmm. will get a blood transfusion.
Yes.
A fascinating excursion in mm-hmm. in all of the various conflictual issues and values involved.
Right, yeah.
All right. And, Jude, Barry, what would you like to put on the – what log would you like to put on the fire this morning?
Well, looking back, I think it's hard to not think about the veneration of the royals for a few weeks there. and just that was just quite a quite a quite a feeling, quite a fun time, and generally good stuff. Mm. As a born and raised guy from Missouri, I think the whole Ferguson conversation that has expanded, we are very fortunate to have, we being the United Methodists of Missouri, planted a church in a closed church's building in Ferguson 3-4 years back, and have our pastor there, Willis Johnson, has done just great work in opening the doors of the church to the community and being a part of that conversation. We're very proud of him, but thankful for the foresight of the leaders in the state to have made sure that Christ was represented in our particular way in that location.
Right. Yeah. Two topics. One is, Michael, I read a book. I don't know if you've read it.
You read a book?
Well, I did. that's the news right there. Another Festivus miracle.
We'll have to explain Festivus after a while. Okay.
You know, I started reading some of Elie Wiesel's fiction.
Uh-huh.
And I started with a book called The Forgotten. I don't know if you've read it.
I don't remember that one.
I thought it was absolutely powerful. It's about a man whose father is experiencing Alzheimer's. And, you know, his father was so big on the idea of remembrance and how important that is in the Jewish faith, and you know, as it is in the Christian faith as well. And you know, what does it mean for a Jewish person to lose their memory? And so there's this whole theological reflection on that, and it really, you know, kind of bothers the son, and he goes through this process of trying to retain his father's memories. So it was a very powerful story about how remembrance is so core to all of our faith traditions. So that's a topic worthy of a discussion. The other is Chase. One of our local lawn ministers here in Kansas City, Chase Peoples, had an interesting conversation he threw up there on Facebook, which garnered a lot of attention. It's, does the virgin birth matter? This is a Christian conversation, obviously, but, you know, coming from the Protestant tradition, that was an interesting conversation. You know, obviously the Roman Catholic tradition has an answer for that, which is in the affirmative, but, you know, he was raising this, and it was interesting to see the conversation go on and how, you know, a great many people from the Protestant and Reformed traditions were in the affirmative on that, saying, yeah, you know, it is important for a variety of different reasons. And so that was another topic of conversation that came up here this week. So, yeah.
All righty.
I bet people want to know a little bit about your experience in Chicago, too, young fellow.
I do. You know, actually, everybody in Chicago wants me to move away because they believed that the fact that I moved away from Kansas City is what caused the Royals to do so well.
So the Cubs are in the
chance. And the White Sox, remember the Sox Siders here.
That's right.
So if the Sox and the Cubs could have a chance, if you just go.
That's right.
Go in peace and serve somewhere else.
You know, Priscilla and I went out of the country for our wedding anniversary, and a lot of people said, can you find another trip? This was during the playoffs and during the World Series we were here. So.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Thank you for calling in, by the way. We've got a couple of slots still available at 576-7710. Do give us a call here at Religion on the Line.
KCMO. Can't get enough talk radio? Get KCMO online at kcmotalkradio.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KCMO Talk Radio. Stay connected to your favorite personalities and get updates 24/7. KCMO 710. And now on FM at 103.7. Kansas City's talk station, AM, FM, and online at kcmotalkradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiaro. A passenger jet missing at sea. The Air Asia flight from Indonesia disappeared from radar about 40 minutes into the trip to Singapore.
They say that there were 155 passengers on board the plane. 138 of those are adults, 16 children and one infant. Also on board were two pilots and five cabin crew members. The vast majority of those are Indonesian.
Sky News has hinted Hassan. A ferry is burning off a Greek island. Some of the nearly 500 people on board have been transferred. Another police officer killed in Flagstaff, Arizona.
We're told the officer was in the area following up to a domestic violence call. The officer, as he was responding to this call, was then shot by a suspect who opened fire.
Fox News affiliate reporter Nicole Garcia of KSAZ. The suspect also died. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Mostly clear through the overnight, a low around 21. Winds will be negligible from the northwest. Tomorrow, Sunday, sunny, a high near 38. It'll be 38 again Monday, but it starts to cool from there, and we won't see freezing for the rest of the week. I'm Tom Bamford, and that's your KCTV 5 weather forecast.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories. Your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
If only I had a big test today.
Or a book report to give.
Give me a math quiz.
Give me some homework.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I'll keep my desk real clean.
So they can stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun.
I'll do extra homework.
I'll clean the class pet's cage.
I'll skip recess.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
School might end, but free lunches don't have to. Find your local Feeding America food bank for help. Together, we're feeding America.
Contact Harvesters, the Community Food Network, at 211. That's 211. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all share a common journey. We wanted to serve our country, stand for something bigger than ourselves, and protect the things we love. Although we were ready to face any mission, help those in need, and make a difference, for some of us, coming home was more of a challenge than we expected. In the service, we had each other's backs. But as veterans, it can sometimes feel like we're all alone, even when surrounded by our loved ones.
If you're a veteran or service member in crisis, or know one who is, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
KCMO, Kansas City.
KCMO is Talk Radio 710.
And now 103.7 FM.
Something's happening. Know what that is?
You will with KCMO.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. 103.7 on your FM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Freese, Blue Ridge Boulevard, United Methodist Church, along with
Jude Hunts, Archdiocese of Chicago, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And I just want to suggest a couple of three topics. Number one, Norm Rodert passed. Michael, I'm not sure that you knew that.
Yeah. Did not know that.
And his, I guess, wake and rosary service was Sunday night.
I went to that, yeah.
And Jude was there for that. And then Monday morning was his funeral mass, and it was pretty exquisite. We want to remember him. I've remembered him too. Michael, don't moan too much, all right? I have in my hand the top 10 list of religious movies, top religious news stories, top religious books of 2014, and religious news stories of in Kansas City. Only five there, because that's as much space as I had on the paper. So,
thanks be to God.
But among the notable passings this last year in Kansas City, and I would just say in life period, was in the North American scene, was Norm Rodert, a giant of a priest here in the greater Kansas City area. Maya Angelou, Fred Phelps, Vincent Harding, Gerald Hughes, a Jesuit.
Yeah.
A Pentecostal minister and his wife who were downed in a plane crash accident, Miles and Ruth Monroe, Efren Zimbalist Jr.
Yeah.
And you might not think of him as too
wait,
much.
Wait a second. Hold on.
77 Sunset Strip. And
yeah. Yes, but what was the religious connection?
He was a big, huge, huge supporter of, after a conversion, of the Trinity Broadcast Network, and recorded probably as many verses of the Bible for listening as anybody in recent times. Just a huge, huge presence there. I put Brittany Maynard on there. She was the young woman who moved to Oregon to do physician-assisted suicide. Louis Zamperini, the subject of the movie Unbroken, which, by the way, made the top 10 list, my top 10 list for 2014. So we can talk about that. And I brought copies for the colleagues here. Michael, I'll send you a PDF of it, all right?
Yeah. All right.
And we're going to give this out to anybody who called 576-7710.
Along with the coasters.
Along with the coasters. You really get,
One other passing worth mentioning, only because I'm wearing a sweater that he gave me, was Bishop Boland here in Kansas City.
Oh, yes.
He passed away earlier this year.
Yeah, that's right.
And late February. And so I wanted to remember him since I'm wearing the sweater that was given to me by his family. So,
beautiful.
And a fine sweater it is. I'd like to add the Dennis household, Clarice and Elmer Dennis. Died within a month of each other, and their service of resurrection and life was Saturday at our St. John's Church on Ward Parkway. These folks were the saints you always wish you had as a pastor in a congregation. Yeah. I met Elmer in 1995 when I was assigned the following year to our Westport Church, and my superintendent connected me. He had already been a part of starting what is still called the Neighbor to Neighbor Ministry to the Homeless. I got to be there on the second day, and he guided that and guided me in that. And he also became active in what's called Friends of Sacred Structures, or FOSS, F-O-S-S.
Yeah, yeah.
And was a real powerhouse there, and served in many, many ways in the local church as well. Just a guy that had put in decades of service at no earthly compensation, and a fabulous couple that was in love for a long time, married for 70 years, and just real saints.
Did
of
you say
church.
70?
70.
Wow.
Yes.
70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, speaking of movies, have you seen any of this Christmas season?
I have. We saw just yesterday, Big Eyes, which is an interesting recollection. It's a biopic, very interesting. Saw Unbroken, another biopic, and
Into the Woods.
Have you? Not yet. That's the one we have not seen.
Okay.
But
I was curious on your take for that one because
I want to see Selma, and I thought I was going to be able to see it before the end of the year, but I think we have to wait.
Okay.
But
wait, it's not in Kansas City yet?
Not to my knowledge. If it is, I'm unaware of it. But we saw
Well, if you know where Bob can see Selma, let us know. And you'll get
double coaster.
But we'll get you popcorn.
But
what? Did you read the book Unbroken?
No, but Priscilla did, and Hillebrand is an extraordinary writer. Mm-hmm. Did read Seabiscuit and saw the movie, but have you read it?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I don't. Well, not that, as you well know, I'm not exactly a big movie goer.
Mm-hmm.
Although Karen and I are hoping to maybe go to see the Imitation Game.
We saw that. That is a wonderful movie. That you should see that.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
But given my reading of Unbroken, which I mean, it's not the story, at least it's as compelling to me as Seabiscuit was, but this is an amazing tale of an individual's journey.
You know, there's some...
I don't think I could sit through it, given what I assume is happening in the prisoner of war camp.
You don't see as much. Priscilla said that the depiction in the book is much more excruciating, much more bloody, much bloodier, much more harrowing than what we see on the screen. And on the screen, it's pretty bad, too. But it's not as bad as the book. Mm. So you could have some comfort there.
For those who are wondering, he was interred for 2 years in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. And the story is ultimately a triumphant of a man who finds a conversion experience after the war and after his tumbling down a sewer of life to attending a Billy Graham crusade, which transforms his life.
And the post prisoner of war camp story is curtailed. This is mostly about his young life, which is done in probably 5 or 10 minutes, in through the Olympics, into the war, World War II, and then into the prisoner of war camp, and his unbroken spirit in that. And he cuts a deal with God in a life raft, and they're seemingly left for dead on the ocean, South Pacific. And he cuts a deal, which, by the way, I just happened to be flipping through some channels and saw an interview with him and Zamperini, and he said he had forgotten that deal when he got back to the United States. And then he got into a lot of nightmares, a lot of drinking, went through a divorce, and at the Billy Graham Crusade in Los Angeles, which was Billy Graham's kind of absolute breakout moment in his evangelistic career, came to faith in a new way. He had always had faith, but it was
dragged there by his wife.
But yeah, and he only went to satisfy her.
Mm-hmm.
And thereafter, after his conversion at that event, no more nightmares ever again. And some people in the evangelical community have complained that they didn't do the latter half of that life after after he converted. And so,
I mean, you don't see him becoming part of that mission.
No, you mean in the movie? No, that does not take place. He is greeted by his parents, and then there's that summary roll on where people you have the screen with the statements
what
on it.
To everybody,
and that they do talk about it there. That is indicated, but I think for evangelicals, that's the more important moment than even his surviving. The brutality of the prisoner of war camp.
Yeah. Well, I can't speak for the movie, obviously, but it's an extraordinary book, and I would highly recommend it to anybody who wants a compelling read.
Well, very quickly, I don't think anybody's going to guess the number one movie that I'd put. I'm going to give the other ones. Edge of Tomorrow, which is a surprising choice. It's Tom Cruise, but it is a fascinating study about time and trying to redeem things. Interstellar, also about...
Before you go on, Bob.
Yeah?
You know I can't help myself. So would Edge of Tomorrow be an action movie version of Groundhog Day.
You know what? Yeah, have you seen it? It kind of is.
No,
that.
But I know it's Tom Cruise, so I know there's a lot of killing in it.
Yeah, Interstellar, which is Matthew McConaughey's time tripping as well. The Giver, which is futuristic in a dystopian society, very interesting. Unbroken, The Theory of Everything, which is really about an atheist, but Stephen Hawking is absolutely, it's about love, that's for sure, and I think there's religious dimensions. The Monuments Men, in terms of what they did in World War II. Noah, and the bottom two are, I think, the least accomplished, even though they have the most specifically religious themes. Noah and Exodus. So, both very, very flawed movies, but it's hard to get, and there are also some explicitly evangelical movies, like Son of God, there's one or two more, that people who are evangelical love, but they may or may not make great cinema art. I don't know. It's my particular choice. We're going to be back right after these messages here at 576-7710. Thanks for calling.
KCMO. Kansas City's home of Mark Levin. Mark Levin.
So the bigger problem or the bigger issue is the welfare state. It's the welfare state, whether we're talking about longtime American citizens, Hispanics, Asians, Blacks, Whites, everything in between. It's the welfare state that's killing the Republican Party, just as it's killing the nation.
The Great One. Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt, son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke, and you could save...
Your friend, your best friend, teacher, boss, coach.
F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. F-A-S-T, face, arm, speech, time. That's F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. The sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in the recovery of...
Your neighbor, the waiter, a fellow shopper, a total stranger, grandmother, grandfather.
So learn FAST, the sudden signs of a stroke, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague, teammate, mother.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
My English bulldog, Timothy, used to have hot spots and areas on his side and stuff. His immune system was terrible, and we've taken him to allergists, veterinarians, and we probably spent, probably $300 to $400 every 4 months on him. And one day I heard a Dynavite commercial, and they were talking about it, everything to a T, what Timothy had on his skin rash, his itching, his smell, his ears, everything. So I figured, what the heck, and I got on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Ever since he's had Dynavite, he's been a happy camper. Within 3 weeks, his smell's almost gone. His ears have cleared up. His eyes have cleared up. All the neighbors can't believe how good he looks. So now all I have to do is say, do you want your Dynavite? And he runs to where his food is, and he likes it. So I highly recommend Dynavite. Dinovite.com. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
KCMO, Talk Radio 710, and now on FM at 103.7. Straight talk, given to you straight, only on KCMO.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Freese, Blue Ridge Boulevard, United Methodist Church, along with
Jude Hunts, Archdiocese of Chicago, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
Hey, how about some callers here? Let's go to Eric.
All right.
Eric, you want to talk a little bit?
No. I don't want to talk. I just had a question for Rabbi Mike, please.
Okay.
Here's my question. How do you answer the folks that say the Jews in the Old Testament might have been high melanin, darker, black?
Might have been a what?
Of higher melanin in their skin color.
Oh, the Bible doesn't care about race. It only knows the human race. It doesn't. And are people of various hues? Of course they are. It's not a relevant topic to me, because this is not a biology.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Appreciate your patience.
Okay. And
you guys have any thought about that?
No.
The same as yours.
Yeah.
You know, race is a human construct, and I think it's kind of like it's not even tertiary in its interest to me. So, but
I do just come up in a critique of the Exodus gods and
I don't know about that.
Exodus, whatever the Christian Bale movie that it seems white people are the stars and black people are the slaves.
I'm remembering Abraham Joshua Heschel's opening line at a conference called the National Conference on Religion and Race. He says, the very first conference on religion and race was a meeting between Moses and Pharaoh. Very interesting. And then he went on to say, and true liberation has still not yet been accomplished. And that was in 63 in the context of the United States. So, I don't know, Michael. I think that there are – what is interesting is when people forget history, forget that Jesus was a Jew, forget that Jesus was from Judea in that part of the Mediterranean area, and forget that he was not ever one time Anglo-Saxon. And so
he would have wished to be, though, I don't
doubt. But bing.
So, I mean, all the stained glass that is depicts Jesus according to the ethnicity of the people building that congregation or building that cathedral should not take offense when they go to another congregation in another place where another ethnicity is predominant and they see another version of because part of the Christmas story is that Christ comes to every person as they are and is unto you, is not unto you white people, unto you black people, but unto you, you all.
That all word gets in the way of a lot of human ideas, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, we got another caller. Gene, you've got religion on the line. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. For some reason, I haven't heard you
speak about one of the biggest things going on, and it's a tragedy. The Christians are being slaughtered, murdered in the Near East for their religion by radical Muslims. This is the radical Muslims will murder kids. Recently, they murdered just a few of them because they refused to convert. They will give the people a chance to convert. If they don't, they're killed.
In Pakistan, which I am presuming the religion of the kids was not identified, but I'm pretty sure they weren't Christian, but just a whole, I think it was more than 50 children were murdered.
That was I read recently just smaller groups. They will go into a private home and ask and say, okay, you convert, and if they don't, everybody in the family, including the kids, are murdered.
Gene, I hardly hear anything about that except the news. Gene, Michael wanted to respond.
I can't hear you, Gene.
Gene, can you hear? I'm trying to comment, and I know I don't want to shock you too deeply. I'm going to agree with you, but then to make myself who I am, I'm going to disagree with you. Okay. The agreement is that one of the less well-known stories of the conflicts in the Middle East, as we so Eurocentrically call that part of the world, is the diminishing of the historic Christian populations, including and especially in Iraq. But the other side of this is not a malevolence limited and specific to Christians. It is Sunni versus Shiite. It is a radical interpretation of God and an insight of God applied to everyone else. Conversion does not automatically save one. Being a Muslim does not automatically save one from this insanity. And that's exactly what it is. And Christians are victims as well, but they're not. But it's not specific and exclusive to Christians.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, I agree with that. But thing is, what is our country doing about it? We're supposed to be the big guys defending right against wrong.
Well, Gene, they have been. The United States has been conducting airstrikes in coordination with other nations opposing the radical Muslim armies there.
Yeah, and we might want to identify it as either splinter groups related to or groups similar to ISIS, which is or ISIL, which is the most prominent and the one that's getting the headlines these days.
Okay, well,
I think that it, depending upon whether you want to focus on the truly horrendous or if you want to focus on things that are being done to counteract it, it seems like there's no progress being made because another horrible incident happens. History teaches that these things take a long, long time to resolve. So,
it's been going on for a long, long time now, and it has.
Agreed.
Gene, we got to run. That music means thanks for your call.
We're going to take a break. Listen to the news. We'll be back here at Religion on the Line.